Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 79. podcast@sightandsound.co.uk is that all-important email address. We love to hear from you, so please do get in touch if you have any comments or suggestions for our programme. Now, coming up today, I'll be speaking with Joe Sedd from Tactile Engineering, who visited our offices in Northampton a couple of weeks ago, and he'll be introducing the Cadence Braille tablet. This is fascinating stuff. Really looking forward to bringing that to you in just a second. Stay right where you are. We'll bring Joe Sedd in just a moment. I hope you're all doing well. Lovely to be back on the podcast again. I have to apologize, by the way, about the state of my voice. I don't know what it is. I got this sort of semi-cold thing about a week and a half ago, because everybody has this, don't they? And it was around the same time that I also got my annual flu vaccination. I don't think there's any links with it, but my voice has been in bits since, especially in the morning time, and we are unfortunately recording in the morning time, so I do apologize for the state of my voice. Thankfully, the piece you're going to hear in just a sec with Joe Sedd from Tactile Engineering was recorded before my voice went to bits, so I do hope you're going to enjoy that. Now, just before we bring Joe in, quick reminder that next week, of course, we'll be at Sight Village in London, Kensington Town Hall, on Tuesday the 7th of November. Doors open at 10 a.m. and the event runs until 5 p.m. We're looking forward to seeing people coming through the doors. Make sure you drop past the Sight and Sound stand. We are headline sponsors. We love Sight Village. We love the great people who run Sight Village. And as you heard, if you listened to the last podcast, we had Paul Hopkins and Rose Woodall, and they were explaining the importance of registering if you're going to come to Sight Village. It's a really good idea to register. So go on to the QAC website, qac.ac.uk, and look for Sight Village. And we can't wait to see you all on the 7th of November. Head office in Northampton. It's very nice to be in Northampton. I'm particularly glad to be here because I'm with Joe Sedd from Tactile Engineering, all the way from Indiana, who's been visiting us today in Northampton to show us some really new and innovative and exciting Braille kit, which we'll get to in just a moment. Joe, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us on the podcast today.
Of course. Thanks, Stuart. It's great to be here.
Listen, you've been, I know, touring around Europe and the Middle East, I think, and you've ended up here in the UK. Will you just tell us a little bit about Tactile Engineering and maybe your own background? Because I didn't realize, and you said to me this morning, you've been kind of doing things in Braille for 25 years. And for some reason, I thought you'd only just started. So that's incredible, incredible length of time.
So the company just received a first round of funding a little bit over a year ago. And so this is... catapulted the technology that's been in the works for, in some ways, 30 years, but in its form, about 10 years. They use the name Tactile Solutions, and now they're Tactile Engineering. My background with this is in college. I met the CEO, Dave Schleppenbach, and we had an endeavor to make a Braille display, a graphical multi-line Braille display, but opted to go into the media conversion back in, 1999. And then fast forward to today, Dave and his team has gone on to develop this portable, modular Braille display that can be up to 192 cells of Braille. I think that math is correct.
Okay.
And
I'm just thinking because obviously Braille displays have been around for a long time. Back in 1999, there was Braille displays. They were a little bit more expensive than they are now, but largely they did kind of the same thing. Were you guys thinking about multi-line back then?
We really wanted to make a graphical multi-line display in the 90s. It seemed that you needed an access to tactile graphics. The internet was just fledgling, and there really wasn't anything that actually had real Braille to a Braille spec and that was comfortable to read. And so, you know, be it an 80-line display, it was still not comfortable, and certainly didn't do graphics or have the high refresh rate needed for animations.
Okay, but it was back then, even then you were thinking this would be interesting, and here we are, you know, 24 years later.
Oh, it's amazing to be here and working with this company. I've only been with the company about a year, and the technology is just outstanding.
Okay, now there's, you know, we've been talking about this for the morning, but there are lots of people in the refreshable multi-line, or at least there's a few people in the refreshable multi-line space at the moment doing some interesting things. Yours is kind of really different, though, because I almost feel it's like building a Braille display on your terms. It's almost like going in to order a pizza. You have those make your own, and you just keep adding bits to it that you want. And you're doing sort of that with Braille displays,
so
with these modules.
You might be hinting at that it's modular,
yeah,
and that you can use one device, or you can use up to four devices to make a bigger landscape tablet to explore different graphics or use graphing calculators, that type of thing.
And I found this because your colleague Dave explained this to us on a Teams call last year with our CEO. I found this really, I couldn't get my head around how this might look. And now they're sitting on the desk here with us. It's very interesting because these are small Braille devices, small multi-line Braille devices, but you can kind of have them all sitting beside each other and they all form a much bigger Braille screen, so people can kind of add to that as they wish.
Yeah, be it the application in education, adult literacy, or I think in the most important workforce, you can have this on your desk, but then you can also take it with you for reading, say, on the train, or using it soon to come, using a Google Maps app and navigating your area tactily, which is really exciting.
Okay, so let's just explore some of the things that you might do with one or a number of these devices. You've mentioned just being able to pull one with you and take it on the train, and you can read, and we've been sort of experiencing that over the last couple of hours. Joining these together, though, and doing things like graphs and some other interesting tactile diagrams or tactile images can really bring this onto a new level, can't it?
So typically you need to either have a graphic created for you, say out of string, printed on an embosser, or even printed via another process. But this is a dynamic graphic. So we have, for example, a graphing calculator where you can graph, you know, sine of x, but you can also graph cosine x and see the difference and add a whole bunch of additional formulas to it to see how the graph would react. That's just not something that somebody's been able to do. There's also a myriad of games, as we were getting into earlier, that I think give kids access to playing games with other people over the internet.
And you showed us an application also today that would be used to support maybe adults, older people who wish to learn Braille, who have had prior experience of print.
Right, so there's a ability to do raised print on this device, and then in conjunction with speech and the actual Braille, either large Braille, which we have a large Braille format, or traditional Braille, to learn the letters. There's obviously a literacy program for whatever level you are at in your education.
So you mentioned the modules to us a second ago, and the idea that people can kind of add to this to increase the space. If somebody was typically starting out with one of these, might they just, or if their budget only allowed, could they just purchase one and then keep expanding, or do you need to buy a whole set?
So yeah, I think the best place to start is with one. There's a lot of education involved, understanding motion and how the graphic device works, seeing what your needs match with, and then you can get another device to expand to have a much larger reading surface or bigger graphical space. You know, there's a whole component of being able to process your email and using things like spreadsheets that, you know, depending on what type of content you're consuming, the devices can be configured to match.
Just really interesting for me this morning to experience running a spreadsheet through one of your applications, which was a Zoom registration report from an event we had run, and I could see people's names. And there was some column spacing, so there were some blank columns in the initial spreadsheet, which your display was also showing me. So there's one thing obviously using your, I suppose, set of apps, which is what you have, the Cadence suite of apps, like your book reader, you mentioned graphics, games, the ability to be able to open text files and BRF files. But another aspect then is using a screen reader with the device.
Yeah, so our system supports NVDA, JAWS, and VoiceOver. But the problem is that they don't support our device. So in a few months, we should be able to be supported at least on the Mac OS platform. We had a nice meeting with Apple. They seemed very excited about our technology. With NVDA, we're doing a little bit of internal work, and then hopefully that gets adopted into the greater build. And then, of course, with JAWS, getting them to add support for the multi-line as well as graphics, being able to navigate the web in your native browser, and then hitting an image and being able to do something with that. All we need is them to just pass that image to us, and we'll be able to format it for the viewer.
That's kind of exciting, isn't it? The idea of being able to sort of pull an image up and maybe potentially get an idea of the shape.
Some images will be better than others, but with a series of filters, you'll be able to spend some time with it and extract some of the information. Also, we're developing a tactile graphics database, so ones that are good will be, you know, kind of upvoted and something that can be used by other people. Again, instead of having to print them out and actually having a physical copy, the device will be able to download the image and just view it right there.
You've been, as we said at the start, going around, touring around the Middle East and parts of Europe, and obviously in the States, where you're putting some of this stuff in schools with people. What are people saying, and what kind of use cases are people really getting value from this type of technology for?
Our first rollout is in the educational arena. And so working with the schools for the blind, you know, there's a lot of tears for parents seeing their child interact with these devices and get real content out of them. Obviously, the games are a big deal, but learning math and science is a game changer on the Cadence. Then, of course, the workforce application, working with the governments to be able to provide these devices, as well as larger companies, to their employees, because there is a workforce shortage. But at least in the United States, you know, there's 7 million plus blind people that could be employed or that are underemployed, that could have more hours or doing something more aligned with their education. So that's, I think, very exciting on both fronts. And then, of course, there's the literacy aspect. That is kind of a secondary thing that we're working on.
And that sort of segues very nicely, Joe, to something that you said earlier this morning, which was about you are very keen, you're in this, you know, at least in part, about the service, about the impact, and about what this does.
So there's the technology, right, which a lot of people provide. And then content, you know, in theory can be provided to a user, but it's somewhat difficult. But we've working with, you know, we have a number of content partners to get that content there. And like I said, the tactile graphics database, but then the service piece, being able to do training and making sure this technology doesn't sit on the shelf, really giving the caregivers and then the end user the ability to use this technology and share it with their friends or with other students, I think is extremely important, and we're taking that part seriously.
We're very excited about this, and we're excited to, over the next little while, show it to people just to try to get people's idea of where this might fit for them, because everyone's use case is slightly different, isn't it? So we're looking forward to doing that.
Well, just also mention we're opening up the platform to third parties to be able to develop their own apps, because while we have some really good ideas, like you're saying, the community, you know, how many apps are on the Play Store, the Apple Store, you know, I think millions of different things. And so being able to have those killer apps that people use all the time, productivity or fun, communication, the global community will be able to contribute to that. I think that's also a big part.
Joe, where can people find out more about what you're doing and kind of get more information? I know there's I was reading some of the specs on the device yesterday. I think there's some videos up there, but where can people get?
I think tactile-engineering.com right now. You can always search Tactile Engineering or Cadence Braille Display, and that will come up with good information.
All right, Joe, thank you to yourself and to your colleagues for kind of sticking with this, for not giving up since the late 90s on multi-line Braille displays, and look what you have now.
It's incredible. The engineers and the founders have done an incredible job creating this technology. It's unreal. When Dave, the CEO, showed it to me, you know, I had a few tears myself. It's an incredible opportunity for an underserved population to live a fuller life. It's an honor to be part of the company.
Okay, you're doing great work. Thank you for dropping in to see us today, and thanks for the time you've given us to talk about the company and about the Cadence Braille display.
You know, info@tactileengineering or -engineering.com if you'd like more information.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Stuart.
Well, my thanks to Joe Said for traveling all the way over from the US to join us in Northampton. We had a really nice morning with Joe playing with his amazingly cool Braille tech. It's definitely going to be one to watch for the future. And we're looking forward to working with Joe and his colleagues at Tactile Engineering in the coming months. That's just about all we have time for on this edition of the show, but we're back soon. Until then, stay safe, stay well. See you on the 7th of November if you're coming to Sight Village. From Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology, thanks for listening and goodbye.